This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. From paintings to films and television, the Greek mythological figure Achilles is often depicted as a bronzed buff warrior. Think Brad Pitt in the film Troy. But choreographer Richard Mouve has a different take. Forget about Achilles' heel. How about Achilles in heels? High, sparkly ones. Richard Mouve's production called The Show, Achilles' Heels, which first premiered back in 2002, just had its New York debut at the Kitchen Performance Space last night. It stars Deborah Harry as Athena, and I'm pleased to welcome its creator, the choreographer, director, and performer Richard Mouve, to Soundcheck. Hi.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
Now, this production was being co-presented with the Baryshnikov Dance Foundation.
Yes.
Baryshnikov originally commissioned the piece.
Yes.
Did he know what he was getting into?
Well, he's, talking about the hero's adventure. He's kind of up for anything, and I felt that we worked pretty closely on creating his role as Achilles, as this sort of great romantic lead. That's sort of how I perceive him, and I wanted to definitely capitalize upon that with working with him. And he knows that that part of the story, there's a wonderful, really interesting part of the Achilles myth where apparently Achilles was so beautiful, according to the Iliad, that his mother, the goddess Thetis, was able to hide him living on the island of Scyros among the maidens as a woman. So this great warrior hero, the most gifted and charismatic leader, also lived as a woman on an island of women, and that is where the Greeks discovered him and brought him back to Greece to go to war for against the Trojans.
Mm-hmm. So now you and Mikhail Baryshnikov are sitting around the table. Which one of you comes up with the idea of high heels?
Well, I felt like I had to address that part of the story. Those complex dichotomies in all of the Greek myths. And I thought that was a really important one to address.
Mm-hmm.
And he agreed and was along for the ride. And it's an important part of the show. It's one particular scene in the evening, but definitely an important issue to address.
In the current production, you have Rasta Thomas,
yes,
dancing that role from,
yes,
from Moving Out. Has the production changed?
Oh, absolutely. I think it's very important that each dancer, when they take on a role that's been created on someone else, that we work together to make it their own.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like Rasta is an incredibly charismatic and beautiful and gifted performer. And those are the same adjectives that Homer uses to describe Achilles. So a bit of typecasting there.
Well, now, how closely do you tell? I mean, it's a dance theater piece.
Yes.
Are you telling a story in a conventional narrative form, or is it more abstract than that?
I like to think that it's not a linear narrative, but I think there is an emotional logic and enough of the narrative for the viewer to go on the ride with us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't possibly touch upon, you know, the Iliad in one evening.
Right, right.
But I try to, what I've hoped to do is to theatricalize the most interesting elements of the Achilles story in this production.
Well, would it be fair to surmise, just from what you've already said, that the show, Achilles Heels, takes on issues perhaps of gender stereotyping and things
absolutely
like that?
Absolutely. I think, you know, that's a really interesting thing that the ancient Greeks, that this the greatest warrior was completely ambivalent about war. His gifts were also kind of a curse. This notion that he was even living as a woman for a period of time. And we understand had a very deep love for Patroclus, his childhood friend. So I definitely think that it's a really fascinating take on how the ancients viewed war. Achilles goes to war, it's very clear, to avenge the death of his lover Patroclus, and it's essentially a suicide mission. He has no interest in the Greek cause, Greek politics. He basically feels he has nothing left to live for. And so it's a pretty big statement, I'd say, from the point of view of the Greeks.
And perhaps all too appropriate these days as well.
I think, you know, as you mentioned at the top of the show, I'm one of a long list of people reimagining and reinterpreting the Greeks for that very reason, that all of these themes and ideas are really universal and pertinent.
We're speaking with Richard Move. His piece is called The Show, Achilles' Heels, and is running at The Kitchen in Chelsea. Let's listen to a part of the production that is sung by Deborah Harry of Blondie.
Yes.
This is called Beautiful Creature, and she wrote this song for the production.
Yes, this song was written especially for the production, along with Romy Ashby.
Fill me with imagery. I want to be wrapped up in thoughts that you're living with. Tell me, oh, tell me. You tell them so well. I give up my conscience for a minute. This limitless. Tell me that story of the night blooming flowers. Your voice is hypnotic. A single word takes hours. Beautiful creature, wish me good night. The way that I love you may not be quite right. But a love this mad can't be all that wrong. Without explanation, it just pulls us along. Nothing to guide us.
Beautiful Creatures is the name of this song, written and sung by Deborah Harry, formerly of Blondie, and written, in this case, for my guest, choreographer Richard Move, and his production, The Show, Achilles' Heels. Deborah Harry, she has a role in the show, right?
Oh, she has a very important role. She plays the warrior goddess Athena, and as we all know from the mythology, the gods and goddesses loved to play games with the lives of the mere mortals. Mm-hmm. So it's very important that we have that goddess presence. And, you know, I probably referred earlier to typecasting with Baryshnikov and Rasta Thomas. And, you know, I think it's important we have this contemporary goddess and icon playing the ancient warrior goddess.
And she's sort of still playing games with the mortals.
There's yes, like she is.
She's hosting a reality TV show or some
yes,
such thing.
Yes, in the production. She is a reality television show hostess and also performs several other songs, a Blondie classic, a newer Blondie song. The song you just played, written just for the show. She also does a rap she wrote with Coolio and Mobb Depp. And she sings bits of War Child, a Blondie classic, and a 16th century Welsh folk song.
Wow.
Yeah.
And does she dance?
And she's dancing.
Wow.
So of course.
It's the Deborah Harry Show. except that you also have music from Ardo Lindsay. So is there music pretty much all
absolutely.
The way through?
Absolutely. The score is amazing and complicated and dense thanks to Ardo Lindsay's vision and breadth and composing abilities.
Well, now, here's a guy who, you know, has done Brazilian music and noise rock and plenty of other things. How closely did you have to, you know, kind of work with him to get what you needed for
this piece?
Oh,
we worked very, very closely. He would come to the studio and or I would bring him really raw video footage from the rehearsal studio to his composing studio. And I guess you could say we kind of scored it like a film score. He would see these scenes and we would bounce ideas back and forth as to, you know, which genre, which feeling the soundtrack should be in. And we worked mm-hmm. very closely in that way.
Well, maybe we can hear a little bit, just dip into a little bit of the score from Ardo Lindsay, written for Richard Move. The show is called, it's called The Show, Achilles' Heels. Why?
Why?
Why The Show, Achilles'
Heels? I think there's definitely a kind of self-conscious theatricality to the whole evening. And there's sort of a subplot of this reality game show running through it, so it seemed appropriate.
All right. The music is by Arto Lindsay, except for when it's by Deborah Harry.
Yes.
But this is some of Arto Lindsay's score. Some of Arto Lindsay's score to The Show, Achilles' Heels, by choreographer Richard Move, which is up and running at The Kitchen in Chelsea. Details on the soundcheck page of our website at WNYC.org. Richard, you mentioned that Debbie Harry does a classic old Blondie song,
yes,
as part of the show.
Yes.
Fade Away and Radiate, which,
yes,
is like late, it's like 1979. Why go back to that? How did that fit in?
It fits in because of the content and the message of the song. And I really feel, and I know there are millions of other people who feel, that she is, you know, an exceptional songwriter. And she and Chris Stein wrote this together. And I think it's one of the most beautiful love songs ever. And her use of melody and that incredibly, completely unique, rich voice of hers makes it, in my opinion, one of the most beautiful songs of all time, basically.
All right, well, we'll wrap up with this song from Blondie. It's part of The Show, Achilles' Heels, by choreographer Richard Move. Richard, a pleasure having you on the show today. Thanks very much. On Monday, May 1st is expected to be a day of protest for immigrant rights. Mexican-American singer-songwriter Lila Downs will stop by. Also, cultural architect Rafael Vignoli. Plus a live performance from the band Hem. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our program produced by Brian Wise, Maureen McMurray, and Allison Lichter. Our senior producer is Giselle Regatow, and our executive producer is Chris Bannon. I'm John Schaefer. Email us. We'd like to hear from you. Soundcheck@WNYC.org.